A lot of questions being asked today about the commercial space industry after that explosion yesterday of a private rocket carrying an unmanned cargo capsule launched by the private space company SpaceX. It was the third failure of a resupply mission to the International Space Station in just 8 months. John Logsdon, the former director of the Space Policy Institute at the George Washington University, is with us now. And Professor, what was your initial reaction to that explosion?
Well, it's probably not appropriate for family radio, but it was kind of, oh, and then another word. You know, it was clear. I was watching on NASA TV that something bad had happened.
Well, how much of a setback is it? How bad is this? Obviously, it's a very good thing that this was an unmanned rocket, so there was no loss of life here. But for the future of space travel, we're spending a lot more energy looking at what the private sector can do, and this is the third failure in a short period of time.
I mean, it's not a good thing, but it is not a crisis. It's a setback for commercially provided travel. But, you know, all the rockets are built by private sector firms. It's just the terms under which NASA buys this service is a bit different.
Is anyone in immediate danger of not getting the supplies they need as a result of this on the International Space Station?
No, I think because there have been these successful missions before the last two failures, in terms of supplies for the health and well-being of the crew, I think they're in adequate shape. I mean, what's lost are all the experiments that were going up to be performed on the station. But in terms of the crew, I think they're okay.
So what does this mean? What lessons can we learn from what just happened?
Well, I mean, it's a cliche that space is hard, but space is hard. All rockets have failures. This one happened to be very public. So I think SpaceX needs to figure out what happened, fix it, and start flying again. In the broader picture, it takes some of the glow off of the idea of a new space, that private entrepreneurs can do this in a different way. But they have to deal with the same laws of physics as any other space company. And so I think a little modesty will come out of this.
But I'm sure that some people are going to look at this and say, well, there you go. This is why we need to have the federal government, NASA, running the space program and not rely so much on the private sector for this. They aren't as well equipped as NASA is to do something like this.
Well, I don't think that's correct. After all, NASA had two failures of the space shuttle, not to put too fine a point on it. So the partnership between NASA and the private sector to get this done, I think, stays. Maybe there will be a bit more oversight, but I'm not sure that would have avoided yesterday's accident.
And do you think that SpaceX is going to be able to stay on schedule and launch its first rocket with humans on board in 2017, which is what they'd like to do?
Well, we'll see. Let's see what the root cause of the failure was and how long it will take to return to flight. I mean, there's a whole long line of customers signed up for SpaceX launches, for Falcon 9 launches. The NASA launches are just one of many. I guess I'm kind of skeptical that they'll be able to launch their first humans next year or the year after, but we'll see.
That's John Logsdon, who is the former director of the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University, talking about the explosion yesterday. Mr. Logsdon, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to do it.